symbols representing the city departments that first responded to the terrorist attack. At a cost of $1.2 billion, the 684-foot Navy warship can carry up to 800 Marines. It was designed to launch cargo and transport troops for warfare missions. Construction on the ship began in 2004, but was interrupted in 2005 when the deadly Hurricane Katrina ravaged the Gulf Coast. Paige Kolick, New York.
Days after a bus crash that killed one of their teachers, students at the American Fork High School marching band swept the awards in a competition at Brigham Young University. The school band issued a statement in remembrance of Heather Christensen. The 33-year-old woodwinds instructor grabbed for the wheel when she noticed the bus driver had passed out on the trip home from a competition in Idaho Saturday. Christensen died when the bus crashed, but all the students survived. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist. And there have been some articles recently about some of the people who've been taken to intensive care units with the H1N1 influenza infection, and some of them have really had real respiratory problems and difficulty breathing, and it's said that a few of them have expired. And that's a great tragedy, but certainly as we look back at the great epidemic that took place in 1918, here we had an epidemic that killed at least 20 million people. Some people want to tell us it's 50 or 100 million. I think they're exaggerating tremendously, but because it was always 20 million until they wanted to scare us to death about the danger of influenza, so we'd all start taking the vaccines. And so they juggle the figures, and the old adage, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. Or certainly as Mark Twain said that you have lies, you have damn lies, and then you have statistics. So they're juggling the statistics. But be that as it may, what happened in 1918 was a tremendous tragedy. Can we learn anything from 1918 and carry it forward to what's going on today? As we're hearing the stories of the pregnant women, some of them in intensive care units struggling for their lives today. Well, Bill has some fascinating information, which I think is vitally important, and you should hear it, and I think that this needs to be widely circulated. So, Bill, you just pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, the good news is we may never have to live with the fear of dying from the flu ever again. The bad news is probably everyone who's died from the flu since 1918 has died of the treatment, not influenza. Shocking evidence comes to us from Dr. Karen M. Starko, as she writes in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases. She's gotten front page New York Times attention as she writes that during the day of 1918, 1919, 1920, the standard treatment for influenza was aspirin, Bayer aspirin. They had no idea about dosage during the time. They had 600 milligram pills of aspirin. The Journal of the American Medical Association made a pronouncement that aspirin should be used to treat the influenza, the fatal influenza of the day. Military organizations, medical organizations of doctors, also the Surgeon General said use aspirin. They had no dosage instruction. Some people took 8,000 up to 30,000 milligrams a day. It induces an edema, a swelling, as they call it, in the lungs, and you die of drowning in your lungs. Dr. Karen M. Starko pointing this out. Of course, some of you may be familiar with the advice, do not use aspirin when your child has the flu. It may be fatal, even a small amount. This relates to that original research done in the 1980s. You'll see an aspirin bottle today says, do not use aspirin if your child has the flu. It may end up in mortal consequences. The part of our story that we uncover from our end is that aspirin depletes the body of vitamin C. Startlingly, all of those people, it appears, who died in 1918 died of aspirin-induced scurvy. Vitamin C had not been isolated, had not been discovered at the time. They knew of scurvy, and they were treating it with citrus fruits. And they could have done the same here. As we know today, there's no reason why people on a ventilator in a modern intensive care unit should be dying of the flu. It makes no sense until Dr. Starko makes us fully aware now that aspirin leads to mortal cases of the flu. Well, we don't always ask the patients before they come to the emergency room whether they were using aspirin mistakenly. And then we go ahead and, as they worsen, we give them steroids, which depletes vitamin C. We give them tetracycline antibiotics, which depletes them of vitamin C. Many of these patients are smokers who have low vitamin C levels. Many of them asthmatics who have been on steroids that deplete vitamin C. And many of the women who are pregnant, we see a high mortality rate there. And yet estrogen, the very high levels during pregnancy, depletes vitamin C. So now we have a picture of the mortal form of the flu, and everywhere you go, it has to do with scurvy and vitamin C. We put this together as we read Karen M. Starko's report in Clinical Infectious Diseases when she began to explain the symptoms reported by doctors during that era. And, of course, she was talking about pulmonary edema of the lungs, the swelling, the thin, watery, bloody liquid in the lung tissue like the lungs of the drowned. These are what some doctors explained. Quite regularly swollen, difficult to believe that a disease with so many distinctive features can fail to possess a correspondingly definite etiology. They missed it during the day. It was scurvy that caused this. And, of course, they go on to explain things that didn't make sense, which is what alerted this writer. Frothy, blood-tinged fluid, hyperventilation, vomiting, sweating, headache, drowsiness. Some of those go with the flu, but then they went on to explain pinpoint hemorrhages on the skin called petechia. And they went on to explain cerebral edema, swelling in the brain, and abnormal behavior, and confusion, and a bloody nose. All of these I had heard before. They are characteristic of scurvy. We went to go look. Aspirin is the best way of depleting vitamin C among healthy individuals. This was scurvy. It's undoubted. We put the Centers for Disease Control on alert and notified them that this is the likely cause of the current day mortality. And certainly, if you have a loved one coming down with the flu, make sure that they're getting some vitamin C. Make sure that they know not to use the aspirin. You don't see this bulletin because I'm alleging that the health authorities want deaths to occur, so we'll frighten people into the vaccinations. And so you see this campaign today, every single flu death is ending up on the front page of local newspapers as the news media cooperates with the propaganda program. I got interviewed on BBC, British Broadcasting. They screened me before and wanted to make sure I was pro-vaccine. I told them, sure. When they put me on, I gave them 40 seconds of complete misdirection. I told them that, of course, the vaccine is not to be trusted. I told them this year's seasonal flu vaccine doesn't even need to be taken because 99% of the the viruses in circulation this year are the pandemic H1N1, not the seasonal flu, and therefore there's no reason to take the seasonal flu vaccine, and yet the CDC says, of course, you need the seasonal vaccine as well. They're in the pocket of the vaccine makers. They are not interested in your health. Please, you cannot trust your own government health authorities. Please do not take these vaccines. Please do take vitamin C. You will not die of this flu. You will not have to live in fear, and you can go on. And, of course, and understand that if you have symptoms of the flu, it's best to take vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, vitamin E, some of these kinds of things. It'll, of course, stay you through. My five-year-old is not getting the flu vaccine. He just had symptoms of the flu. I had him in my arms with a temperature of 101.4. The vitamin D brought it down in an hour. He's fine. He's running around the house today.
Well, Chris, I think when we get back, I'd like to talk a little bit about Reye's syndrome, which is something I've only discovered perhaps 10, 15, 20 years ago, but it's related to aspirin.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, I entered right here at Genesis. I entered medical school in 1948, and certainly I graduated in 1952. I practiced up until about, in the United States, until about 73, went off to Africa, and 74, came back in 77. And when I came back, they were talking about something called Ray syndrome, and it was involved with taking aspirin, children taking aspirin, and they got all sorts of problems. And of course, then it was said, you should not give infants or children aspirin. Well, before that, we always gave infants and children aspirin. But there was something in aspirin when a child had a febrile illness. They took it, and they got real problems. Would you like to talk about that, Bill? Because I think that is an application to what you're talking about today.
Well, it tips the hand that modern medicine must have known this. It's not hidden in the medical textbooks and elsewhere that they certainly know that Reyes syndrome is prominent. And it's not hidden that vitamin C is depleted by, of course, aspirin. So, you know, I think part of the marketing of Bayer at the time, you know, they don't want any indication on any of these drugs, beta blockers deplete coenzyme Q10, statin drugs do the same. There's many drugs that deplete nutrients. And if they put that on there, your Tylenol depletes an important antioxidant called glutathione. So if they put that on these products, they know the sales will go down because people will be suspicious. Well, I do think that, you know, we really need to have this data on the labels, and they're hiding it from us. And aspirin we should have known, and that we should have been telling and informing the consumers long ago. You know, this makes a rather difficult scenario where a drug company, Bayer, certainly involved in the era of the Nazi regime there in Germany. And Bayer, of course, is involved here, and at one time they even put heroin on the market. So, you know, it makes us really think they knew something even before vitamin C was discovered in 1928 and then synthesized and made available in 1930s. So, maybe they knew something about all this. We don't know. But the fact that a pharmaceutical company made a pill that depleted the world's population of vitamin C is a rather intriguing subject to think of, given the extermination of a Jewish population and so on decades later. We do see some rather nefarious things going on. We certainly have to ask, wonder, and not just sit back and take this. We need to ask stronger questions. How modern medicine proceeds on when it knew about Reyes syndrome, you don't have to know about vitamin C in this whole story to know that certainly, you know, if aspirin causes mortal consequences in the flu, why we aren't doing a better job and why we've almost forgotten it. Now, certainly we put the onus on the consumer to, you know, read the label and then don't use it when you have the flu. So all of you understand when you have a runny nose and so on, that's a cold. When you have the flu, that's vomiting, that's fever, that's diarrhea. That's the flu. And, of course, it could have mortal consequences, as we're pointing out, when it is, should not be ignored. And I have a feeling that a lot of cases of now, looking back at it, of sudden infant death may be related here at the same time. So I actually wrote a whole book about sudden infant death, but now re-examining the picture a little bit, you have to wonder if some of those cases haven't been involved here in this kind of thing. So,
well, now, what sort of symptoms did children with Reyes get?
Well, Reyes syndrome looks exactly like scurvy. And certainly it's just occurring fast, where scurvy occurs very over time. You see bleeding gums. Of course, scurvy is bleeding. You hemorrhage in the eyes, the lungs, the mouth. Your nose bleeds. You die of all this because your capillaries are extremely weak, and this is part of the problem. And, of course, watching this, it's a horrible disease to die of, and that's, of course, exactly what we see here. And we have to wonder exactly what, modern medicine appears to be asleep at the wheel. And, of course, there's no reason for it. We know what Reyes syndrome is, and it's even on the label of aspirin tablets. So we know this, but we're not paying attention. It creates a tremendous problem. And, of course, we need to pay attention here because we're talking about mortal consequences. We're not talking just about side effects. So this leads us into, grave concern about all of this, how much modern medicine has known. And let it be said today on the air is that treatment killed those millions in 1918. And in subsequently, the same thing has happened. All of medicine has missed this tremendously interesting story. It's more than a medical thriller. It's about needless death. And, of course, Reyes syndrome, when we see the descriptions of it, how in the world they could not see scurvy is the blind eye that modern medicine casts upon nutritional medicine, because they just never think this way. Their orientation is drugs and medicine. Every disease they see is a drug deficiency. And, of course, this is the kind of problem you get. In Reyes syndrome, you're dying rapidly. So you don't have the chance to see the classic symptoms of scurvy. If you're brushing your teeth in the morning and you're seeing your gums bleed, it's an open indication you need, certainly, more vitamin C. If you're having neuropathy, pains in the lower legs, swelling of your ankles, you may have scurvy, mental confusion, headaches, so on. All of these things occur, and they can look like something else, and doctors certainly miss it. It's not. Some of these overlap with other diseases, so I understand that the doctor's confusion and all this. And so in this particular era where they're overhyping the mortal threat of this disease, now this is not as life-threatening as the seasonal flu in past years, and yet you saw it go from Mexico, they claimed, up to North America, around the world. But it went to South America and their flu season in the last few months, and it certainly didn't produce any unusual mortality. We saw in the off-season here in the summer months in America about 600 people succumbed to this flu. And, of course, probably all of this could have been prevented in the off months. And now let's just say it's 10 times worse in this upcoming flu season. If we go through the winter months, our vitamin D levels are down and so on, and we may not have access to some of the same fruits and vegetables. And so we see the vitamin C and D levels probably declining. And, we're prone to come down with infectious disease, colds, and possibly the flu. And let's just say the deaths are 6,000 in the winter, but the Centers for Disease Control continues to quote this 36,000 deaths a year. And just so you understand the risk, let's say there are 36,000 deaths. Okay, so one death among one of 100 people in the United States would be 360,000 Americans, and one of 100 would be 3 point something million, and so you go on up. It's about 1 in 10,000. The risk of dying of this is very low, but, of course, there's needless death. That's what we're talking about at the moment.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. Everybody wants to give you aspirin when you got a fever. You really shouldn't take it.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here on the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, the tradition always was you got a fever, try to bring the fever down. And people come in, they're ill, and suddenly what most people don't understand, and even many doctors, is that the fever is the body's way of controlling the infection. And you bring the fever down while you don't treat the infection. Well, The fever actually helps to control the growth of the germs, the growth of the bugs, and mobilizes the body's defenses. So instead of course, letting the body take care of itself, what did they do back in 1918 when they had these young people coming in? We're talking about literally millions of people. Why, certainly in the military, they gave them massive doses of aspirin. Well, what does massive doses of aspirin do? Why, of course, it stops the fever response. But not only that, but it suppresses the vitamin D. And vitamin D is necessary for the integrity of the blood vessel walls and for the integrity of our tissues and for certainly for our immune defense. Vitamin C, vitamin D play essential parts in the defense. So what do these people die of? Why they start pouring out fluid and blood into their lungs and... Bob, did a lot of these people have bleeding into the brains as well? Did they have any petechiae, other signs of vitamin D deficiency?
They did. Dr. Stan, they had, of course, cerebral edema. And, of course, that's characteristic of, again, the scurvy. We have a situation here. This is not all forgotten. Just 2 years ago, a study was done with little mice. Now, what they did is mice make their own vitamin C, so they took the gene out and genetically alter these mice. So a group of them did not make their own natural vitamin C, and then they exposed them to a flu virus, and the vitamin C levels in their lungs dropped by 20-fold, 20 times in that vitamin C deficient group when they were battling the flu versus the animals that could make their own vitamin C. So you can see that the flu itself depletes the body and the tissues. We know these things. This isn't like modern medicine doesn't have this down and documented in places. So they're totally oblivious. They're looking the other way. They're playing and feigning ignorance here all the way down the line. The CDC has been put on notice by yours truly that they need to pay attention to this. Certainly the aspirin connection, if they don't want to buy into the vitamin C connection. It's terrible to think that these lives were lost needlessly. They knew what scurvy was in 1918. They knew to use citrus fruits and so on. The vitamin C pills came later. Dr. Sevent Gheorghe of Romania then discovers and isolates vitamin C. 1928 vitamin C pills came later. It was Bayer aspirin. Of course, Bayer had introduced the aspirin tablets all over the world. Beginning in 1900, they had completed their world marketing of aspirin in about 1918. This is why the pronouncement was made from the Journal American Medical Association, use aspirin for the flu. It became a worldwide announcement, essentially. The Surgeon General blessed aspirin. And, you know, Dr. Starko here, who makes this connection for us in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases, points out that the Army base that ordered the most aspirin tablets, of course, had the highest mortality rate. So there were little connections here that she can see retrospectively. And, of course, all of medicine missing this point. We thank Dr. Starko for making the connection between aspirin and the flu deaths. We're not talking about infection. We're not talking about getting the flu. We're talking about surviving from the flu, and then what modern medicine subsequently does is gives you antibiotics, medicines, and other treatments that deplete you of vitamin C, or you're already an asthmatic taking drugs that deplete you of vitamin C, or you're a diabetic of the same, or you're a pregnant female that has very low vitamin C levels due to pregnancy, or you're a smoker where you've already had depleted vitamin C. Now, if I was a nutritionally oriented doctor, certainly I would think the first thing, someone coming in that's a smoker and having flu-related symptoms and complications, the first thing you should do in that emergency room is give vitamin C. This is not unknown that smokers, of course, are vitamin C deficient, and I can tell you without even doing a blood test that they are. So knowing all this and then to see that modern medicine, of course, dismisses it, ignores it, looks the other way, and, of course, we have a tremendous loss of life, needless loss of life because of this. Something must be done. In the meantime, you have an audience that's listening, and they can tell others. I don't think we're going to get much cooperation out of our public health officials. They want these deaths to occur to drive people into the vaccinations. You can see every newspaper chiming along in the government propaganda. Every flu-related death is being brought on the front pages. Other years, they said there were 36,000 deaths. We question all that. But can you imagine every year, every death on the front page of the newspapers? This is what they're doing. And, of course, if you count them, there's nowhere near 36,000. Regardless, we don't want needless deaths. We don't want to have arguments here. Get your vitamin C. Make sure that all the little infants and others get their vitamin C. Pregnant moms and others, if you're a smoker, certainly make sure you get your vitamin C. Because this can strike you, and you may be in the emergency room quick, and your lungs filling with fluid and dying just like they did in 1918 in 1 hour. Their lungs filling with fluid and drowning because they had the flu and they were vitamin C deficient. Please. Even without the aspirin, if you're a smoker, you need to be taking vitamin C. This could happen to you suddenly with a mortal consequence. Every doctor in the country should be warning his patients, as I am at this moment. And so I think it's very important. Of course, we have a rather nefarious agendas going on in this whole flu vaccine situation. As you know, they say patient one, the patient zero came from Mexico, a little child there. They say initially that this flu came from a swine source. Pigs, there is no pig in the world that has this triple or quadruple reassorted pandemic flu strain. So it did not come from pigs. In fact, we could give it to them. They can't give it to us, apparently, is what it appears like. They misled everyone on this thing that it was swine origin. Well, why would they do that? Is this an engineered virus? We're just asking the questions. And certainly, it makes no sense how this reassorted virus certainly even developed. And it's a very interesting, just coincidentally, that President Sarkozy of France happened to be in Mexico City the very week this outbreak of the swine flu was announced, announcing that France was, of course, starting a vaccine plant in Mexico. I think that's quite interesting. By the way, there have been rumors that our own President Obama has, of course, was exposed to the flu or developed the flu. He is a smoker, and he is at risk. And, of course, this could strike him and his family. By the way, he has been challenged and asked by the news reporters, has he had the vaccine? And he said, don't go there, and shrugged it off, wouldn't answer it. Where are the members of Congress? Have they had this vaccine? If they have, or they're getting it, they better get some vitamin C. You know, this is a rather a difficult subject to talk about. I can tell you this. I'm looking at a map here, and they know exactly where all the people are that refuse vaccination. They've already identified where all these people are. They know where you are. If you're a vaccine resistor, it gets scary to know the government knows this, but I have the map right here in front of me. Of course, we look at these inserts for the vaccines. There are four different vaccines makers for this year's flu vaccine. And you see in here things like, you know, it's not approved yet for underage 18, yet that's who they're giving it to. Not approved yet for pregnant women, yet that's who they're giving it to. FDA said they would get rid of thimerosal, the mercury, and it's in here just like all the other years. So.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here. But where did this originate? Well, there's some people who suggest maybe it originated in a lab. But remember, there are billions of dollars profit to be made.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bill Sardi. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you where you can get the more information that Bill has actually written in an essay and put this up on the Internet. Well worthwhile reading. Certainly when we talk about the origin of the virus, as a gentleman investigative reporter I've interviewed named Wayne Madsen, who actually has been contacted by several scientists, really afraid to use their own names because, of course, fear of reprisal. But they claim there's no question this was produced in a lab. And, of course, why not? I mean, they're talking about billions of dollars being funneled from the foolish American people into the coffers of the drug companies that are tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Rockefeller complex of pharmaceutical companies that dominate at least the United States pharmaceutical industry. And when you begin to realize, of course, it's the There's tremendous profits to be made. There's no reason for vaccination because of the epidemic. The swine flu epidemic has already peaked out on the East Coast and the major eastern cities. I'm talking about New York and Boston. There's hardly anybody going to the clinics there. A dramatic decrease in people going to the clinics. Why? Because everybody's already had the disease. They're immune to it. And what do they want to do? They're demanding everybody go in. They're trying to frighten them, and they're selling fear. They're trying to frighten them into taking their children in and going in for the shots. And the shots will do nothing but actually do damage, revving up the immune system. It could lead to permanent autoimmune disease, and the mercury in those vaccines can trigger autoimmune disease and allergies and all of the complications of the use of vaccines that are plaguing our nation today. Bill, how can people get information? You've written a couple of articles. Where are they posted on the web?
They're posted at lewrockwell.com. That's Lou, L-E-W, Rockwell.com. Also, News with Views has a special article I wrote about how there was a tremendous flu outbreak, the most significant flu outbreak since the 1918 Spanish flu. It occurred in 1993. The government hid it from the entire U.S. population, because apparently the flu vaccine itself was deadly. It wiped out thousands of elderly people in nursing homes. That was the first year that Medicare had approved payment for flu shots for nursing home patients. It was used. It caused thousands of excess deaths and even caused the life expectancy of Americans to go down for the first time in eight decades, sharply down that year. It's right on all the mortality charts. And yet not one news reporter, no one dares report it. It was obviously, as I did my research, you can go to News with Views, try to read it yourself, and all the references there we make, it comes out of Morbidity Mortality Reports Weekly. In the year 1993, they completely have this off the flu timeline charts. It's not even there. Thousands died of the vaccine. Why is this pertinent now? What happens if one of these vaccines, these are new vaccines, they're mock vaccines, they were approved by using a different strain of the flu, and then they insert this pandemic H1N1 type right before they make it? It's certainly no way that they can say it's safe or proven to be effective. And if one of these from one of the four or five manufacturers is contaminated in any way, will we ever even learn about it? They erased it from the history books in 1993 by never reporting it. So it is significant to bring this up. Government will hide its terrible mistakes. And, of course, you see the Centers for Disease Control has a 1,000-man army working 24/7. They brag about it, take you on a film tour to try to show you what they're doing. It's a propaganda department to try to coerce us in and frighten us into having flu shots. And I worry, because our government is so desperate to be successful at this, as to whether they'll introduce a more pandemic strain, cause more trouble. And, of course, the easiest way to do that, first start a real pandemic. Now, a pandemic doesn't have to be deadly. The pandemic part is how much it spreads. And if you first introduce the flu mist, that is the nasally instilled vaccine, then children and others will shed the virus for about 4 or 5 days. It's right on the package insert, and then they'll spread it to others. Four hospitals in Colorado said, do not bring that live flu virus, flu mist, here. They know it starts the pandemic. And, of course, what is the first vaccine that became available? The flu mist. They know how to start this thing, and it's precisely what they're doing. It's called the live virus. Now, let me educate the listeners. There's no such thing as a live virus. Viruses are kind of like genetic material. They need to get into a host cell, and then they use your genetic machinery to make copies of themselves, take over, make what they call daughter cells or daughter particles. They're not cells. It's called virions, and then they take over your body and invade other cells. And, of course, this is the problem. You don't kill a virus. The vaccines actually have either an inactivated, a better word, or a live, they call it a live, but it's a fully active virus. And so that's in the flu mist, and that's what people are going to get in the beginning, and then it sheds. Now, we don't see a sign in nursing homes and hospitals, if you're entering this institution and you've had the flu mist, turn around and go back. You're not allowed in the last 5 days if you've had that. No place says this. If grandma comes to visit the children, they got it at school, they're going to give it to grandma. She's high risk because she's older and her immune system is compromised. If mom is pregnant with another child, of course she's at risk. So is the infant. And, of course, this is going to, you know, they give the flu mist to these school children. They come home, give it to the other family members. So they certainly know how to start this whole thing. And, of course, it just plows in on itself. And, of course, we see now that...
Bill, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're out of time, but we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow evening. Bill will be our guest on our evening program tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So please be sure to tune in. Thanks so very much for being with us. And thank you for all the hard work you've done trying to get word out that may save a lot of lives. God bless, and thanks so much. All right, well, that was Bill Sardi, and Bill's a wonderful source of information. I would simply talk about the flu mist. I've read the immunogen, brochure that comes with it. Do you realize that in infants, 6 months of age to two, you know, these are the children in the experimental study to show how safe it was, over 4% of the children had to be hospitalized? Over 4% of the children had to be hospitalized. You want to verify it. We've got the information. Now, they're not going to give it to the children from 6 months to two. They're going to give it to children from 2 years to, you know, right on up. For the children from 2 years to 4 years of age who took it, 2.1% needed to be hospitalized, and 2.1% needed bronchodilator treatment because of the asthma they got and wheezing they got associated with it, and they tell us it's perfectly safe. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, remember, what we're talking about is, really up until just the end of August, there'd only been about, 9,000 people hospitalized in the entire country, and you're talking about 2.1% of the children they're going to give this to required hospitalization, and then they're going to go out and spread the disease. What's wrong with this scenario? Do you really think they're trying to protect our health, or do they have another agenda? Well, you certainly want to get our 4-tape set on the swine flu epidemic. Great information there, and you'll hear my interview with Wayne Madsen, who's been contacted by scientists who said, yeah, obviously this is a man-made virus. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to come to the all-day conference we're going to be having. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 25th of October. That's a week from Sunday, and we have to have the reservations in this week because we're serving lunch, and they want to know how many people are coming. So it looks like we're going to have a great turnout, but hope you can come. The number to make your reservation, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need to know this week if you're coming, because you can't just take reservations at the front door. There's not going to be any lunch for people. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there want to understand what's really going on. Why would anybody want to hurt children and give them something that was potentially destroyed their lives, you know, and destroy their health? That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read it. Shame on you. You can purchase it from Radio Liberty for $12.95. But you can get a whole case of the books, 60 of them, of course, for $149.95. That's a little about less than $250 a book. $149.95 plus shipping. And if you call in, we'll put you on the list, and you'll get them as soon as the book is reprinted. You'll help us. But you'll have a weapon that you can utilize to educate others. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because America is under attack today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And before we introduce our special guest for the next hour, I want to tell our shortwave listeners and anybody else who's interested that we're changing frequencies, and on this two-hour program, our frequency will change to 3.230 megahertz. That's 3.230 megahertz, and that will be, of course, on November the 1st. November the 1st, we changed it to 2.230 megahertz on our shortwave, and our late-night program, which, of course, is 8 to 10 Pacific time, or East Coast time from 11 to 1. Oh, we'll be going to 5.875. 5.875, and that'll be certainly on the October the 25th. So get your pen and pencil out. We'll try to get that out at the end of the program again, but making your preparations for the change of our frequencies. But I guess this next hour is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and we're going to be talking about the gun legislation, what's going on in Washington, D.C., about the Second Amendment, and how, of course, there's an organized effort to really, for all intents and purposes, just ignore the Constitution, because we've got a lot of people back in Washington, D.C., who hate the Constitution because it offers freedom for the American people. No armed people have ever been enslaved. Before you enslave them, you take away their guns, and you talk about the danger to the children, and you talk about, of course, how people are accidentally killed by guns, and you use all sorts of justifications, and then, as in Rwanda, why you hacked to death 800,000 Christians, while Bill Clinton is telling the people in his administration, don't use the word genocide. If you do, why, we'd have to intervene. I mean, we're not going to do anything about it, but don't use the word genocide in reference to what's going on over there in Rwanda today. And then the ultimate in hypocrisy, when Bill Clinton subsequently goes to Rwanda and with a tear in his eye says, oh, if we'd only known what was going on. They knew exactly what was going on. First, they disarmed the people. and then they hacked him to death. And it's happened over and over again. Well, Larry, tell us what's going on in Washington, D.C. today.
Well, I wish I had good news, but the truth of the matter is the Supreme Court had the Olufsen case before it. This is a man convicted of a machine gun charge of transferring a machine gun. In reality, it was a firearm, a semi-automatic, that had misfired. And the Supreme Court had earlier, in a case involving a Mr. Staples, otherwise the facts were identical, save but they had convicted Mr. Staples on possessing rather than transferring. Mr. Olufsen had lent his gun to a neighbor. Otherwise, no difference. The Supreme Court decided that precedent of its own, of just a few years ago, really meant nothing, just kidding, and not one dissenting vote. They decided not to hear David Olufsen's appeal. So he will stay finish out his 30-month sentence in a federal prison over a malfunctioning gun. And by the way, one of the briefs that was submitted by an attorney and a couple of firearms experts showed that these malfunctions happen all the time.
Well, unfortunately, there are people who, you know, really don't care about what's right and what's wrong. After all, when a nation turns against God, why should we expect there to be justice? That's why we have more people in our prisons in the United States than any other nation in the world. One in every 32 adults in the United States is in prison, probation, or parole, and many of them there totally unjustifiably.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
That right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Chris Larry after telling us that certainly there was bad news as far as the Olufsen decision. In other words, it really wasn't any decision. The Supreme Court just refused to hear the case and left an innocent man in prison. But there are a lot of innocent men in prison. That's why one in every 30 adults in the United States is in prison, probation, or parole. But we never talk about that. Oh, the land of the free. No, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have some wicked people within our court system. We have wicked people who sent innocent men to prison. I know this from certainly knowing some of the people in prison today who've committed no crime, but they were convicted anyway on perjured testimony. But be that as it may, there's some good news, and that is, of course, that they're so busy trying to take away the health rights of the American people and redo Medicare so we can withhold treatment from the elderly, because it's the only way to get federal spending under control is simply to let the elderly die. And as you know, President Obama has said, I cannot get federal spending under control unless I can control Medicare spending. And he's absolutely right. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. You paid benefits out of the money coming in. And for years, we had excess money, but it went into the Medicare Trust Fund. But what's in the Medicare Trust Funds? Why, nothing but IOUs from a federal government that has to borrow $5 billion a day to pay its bills. It has no money. So they've got to modify Medicare, and of course what they've got to do is create a system where a committee will decide whether older people will get treatment. You can be sure if there's no money, they're not going to get treatment, and they're expendable, because after all, we must maintain the power structure. Well, Larry is simply saying that there's been some good news there, so you pick up the story.
Well, the measure that Senator Burr has been pushing, it's one of the many things that's not going anywhere. It got out of committee unanimously, but now it needs for them to focus, however briefly, on this issue to get it into law. And I think it will be well received. Let's put it that way. It'll get a good, strong vote. It'll probably get a favorable vote from many people who really would like to vote the opposite, but not when they're on the record. The idea is that the right of people to keep and bear arms was taken away based on one observation on one medical record that might be in their files that says that they might be a danger to self or others. Well, we don't need a trial. You know, no due process, no judge and jury, no attorney, no witnesses, and perhaps most important of all, the government doesn't have to prove that you're guilty. You have to prove you're innocent if you can find some way to maybe get your name off the list.
Now, is this, of course, based upon the fact that they're tracking our medical records and somebody may have had an emotional problem at one time in the past, maybe they're in the military and had post-traumatic stress or something like that?
Yes, and the issue came before Congress in 07 following the Virginia Tech massacre, where a predator killed so many people who were, I would hasten to add, all disarmed. They were obeying the law. The predator, of course, was not. He had a gun in a gun-free zone. Go figure. How did that happen? And so I guess maybe he was illiterate and couldn't read the posted notices about no guns. No, actually, he was a college student, so presumably he could read at least that much. And rather than fight the issue in terms of, hey, well, let's get rid of the gun-free zones at schools so that anybody that has a concealed carry permit, student, faculty alike, would be able to carry. Oh, no. The schools are too toxic. We can't trust people. You know how those college kids get drunk, don't you? Well, in Virginia and in most states, you have to be 21 to get a concealed carry permit. A student that's 21 likely is going to be living in town, not on the university campus. So here we have this anomaly that the student can be trusted while he's in his private apartment, But as soon as he steps foot on campus, that environment is so toxic that we have to make sure that he's disarmed. Well, if that's really what they're telling us, then maybe the thing to do is to get rid of the universities. We can be as preposterous as they. This is really an incredible notion. But instead of arguing for that, the NRA has supported gun-free school zones. So they decided to go along with this massive throwing away of the whole concept of due process. Well, once Senator Burr and others who had not been present when this thing was put over on us, they realized what was in this thing that had become law, while their back was turned, happily he went ahead and put in this repealer. And the main trick, I think, is just going to be to actually get it scheduled for a vote. But I am somewhat optimistic that when that happens, we're going to prevail. The other thing, and we've talked about this before, but the other thing that continues to encourage me is the pushback that we're seeing in public opinion against the... I think a lot of people didn't even realize just how much socialism pervades our government already, even before they might socialize our whole medical system. And that awakening has been somewhat rude to the people getting awakened. And obviously they're not happy campers, and they've been increasingly showing up. And I think they're going to show up at the voting booth. Probably they're going to carry at least a nominal Republican in the office in New Jersey, which will be quite a slap at the millionaire incumbent corruptoid that has the office at the moment. And certainly it looks rather optimistic for the Republican candidate for governor in Virginia this year. And what I think could happen, and we'll just have to see in 3 weeks, if enough people are just ticked enough, hopefully they'll just go and do some wholesale cutting. It's a little late in New Jersey and in Virginia for people to be looking into the primaries, and that's really where they have to put their eyes. They have to see who the candidates are, and if there's a... You know, let's face it, most of the Democrats just need to go, period. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you just want to blindly vote for a Republican. Some of these Republicans need to go, too. And it's incumbent on each and every one of us that's going to go vote to do a little homework, which is not that hard on the Internet. You can go to gunowners.org, and you'll find the ratings and the records of the federal candidates. And there's other resources for finding out about other issues for candidates, even at the state level. And, you know, we could even go and attend a meeting where they are and ask them. Ask them some interesting questions, like, do you support... let me get real concrete. Let's say that the Republicans were to have a majority. Even with Obama there with a veto pen, it wouldn't matter if they decided to use zeros in budgets. Let's say they decided not to get rid of the whole EPA, which I doubt that they would try to do. But let's say that they thought that what the Environmental Protection Agency has done to the farmers in California, turning off their water, is a criminal act. Why not just put a zero there in the budget? And the wording would be something like, none of these funds may be used to cut off water in the blah blah district, you know, whatever is the legal description, wherever that is. That would automatically, right then and there, end the problem, and it would be a race to see who could turn the water on fastest. The same thing with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They convicted Olufsen, and they are going after other people, and have gone after other people, manufacturers, owners, dealers, all saying that they violated some regulation. Well, they don't publish the manuals that would let you at least have some idea what these unconstitutional regulations are, so that you might have a chance to preemptively defend yourself. And if we had a zero in that part of their budget, it might simply read, none of these funds may be used to prosecute whatever, you know, areas we might be talking about, unless a manual had been published before the event was alleged to have occurred.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people get involved. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and the price that people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And, of course, we are being ruled by the followers of Barack Obama today, who is a disciple of a man named Saul Alinsky, who wrote a book called Rules for Radical, which is actually dedicated, and I have a copy of it, it's true. The book is actually dedicated to Lucifer. Now, you would think that, of course, if Saul Alinsky was one of the mentors of Barack Obama, and I'm not saying that, I think that he probably had passed away, but certainly Barack Obama was following his path and using Saul Alinsky's techniques laid out in Rules for Radicals. Why you'd expect that somebody would be telling the American people that Barack Obama is following the dictates of a man who wrote a book that was dedicated to the first radical in recorded history, Lucifer. But
and, of course, from the Bible, we know that Lucifer is referred to by Christ himself as the father of lies. So it's not surprising that the president is constantly lying. And if we go back to the Joe Wilson episode, the only criticism I would have of Joe Wilson is, why did he only identify one lie?
Well, and of course, then the most from going the sublime to the ridiculous. What, if I don't know how many of our listeners actually saw when the head of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee got up over there in Norway and said, "And the Peace Prize is going to President Obama." And you could hear the audience saying, "What? Why?" You know, they couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe it.
And that I don't think was an audience full of conservatives either.
No, it sure wasn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us are sane, and a lot of people think we're crazy. We'll be back in just a moment with Larry Pratt.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directed21.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We're talking about what's happening, and of course, Larry's stressing the importance of you beginning to do your research now to find out who you're going to back. And what about this Meg Whitman, who's running for the Republican nomination for the governor of the state of California? Do you know anything about her? I mean, she's obviously a very brilliant woman. Where does she stand on the gut issues? Where does she stand on constitutional issues? Have you looked
at everything
into that?
I've been able to see so far is a rhino, a liberal. I think I don't know much about Chuck DeVore, I think his name is, an assemblyman, but apparently he's somewhat more acceptable than is she. And, you know, it really is a year when the best available candidate ought to be supported, because there's going to be, I think at the moment, the way things are looking now, there's going to be a lot of Republicans win a lot of seats that they wouldn't normally have thought possible. I was talking to just a wonderful guy. You probably know who I'm talking about, Alan Quist.
Oh, yeah.
In Minnesota, the author of Fed Ed, an excellent, excellent account of how the federal government has been muscling the state and local school departments and boards over a national, especially civics curriculum. It's horrible. It's anti-Second Amendment as well. Well, Alan used to be in the Minnesota State Senate. He came close one year to getting the convention nomination for a U.S. Senate race. He was beat out fairly narrowly by a rhino supported by the establishment. Well, I was talking to his wife by email the other day. She happens to be the chief aide for Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
They live in adjacent districts, and they years ago went through the state trying to awaken people to the mess that the schools were in, and that led to Michelle Bachmann getting elected to the state Senate. She beat a rhino in a primary, and then she went on to beat a liberal Democrat when they redistricted her and put her in his district. And, of course, she's been in Congress and rather prominent, increasingly getting FaceTime. Well, Alan Quist didn't live that far out of the district, obviously. He apparently came to the conclusion that, you know, this might be the year to run. And our incumbent, who has the NRA rating, actually has a D rating from Gun Owners of America. So obviously they're hoping that we will get behind them, and I'm sure we will. But this is the really good news that quality people like Alan Quist are making decisions that, hey, this could be the year. Let's roll the dice.
Now, is he going to run for governor? What's he going to run for?
Going to run against the congressman that's got the NRA rating and the D from us.
Oh, he's going to run for Congress. Okay.
Run for Congress against a Representative Wald, W-A-L-Z, in Minnesota's First District.
Well, of course, Alton is one of the people I really have a great deal of respect for, as I do for certainly for Michelle Bachmann. And I mean, certainly for our listeners out there, go up on the internet and put in YouTube Michelle Bachmann and hear some of the things she's been saying. Why, she sounds just like she is a member of Gun Owners of America.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. We've interviewed her in the past, and I am just so enthused. And you know, we've got certainly Senator Brogdon, who's running for governor in Oklahoma. We've got Judge Roy Moore, who's running for governor in Alabama. This is the year. If there's ever going to be an opportunity to take America back, it's now or never, and I really believe that. And this is why everybody has got to start being involved and get out their checkbook. First of all, find out who the candidates are, and that's why you need to keep listening to us and go to Gun Owners of America. And I know you can't necessarily endorse them, but you can certainly give their records, can't you?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be putting all of that, and we try to keep fairly current, even during the Congress, with how they vote, what that does to their rating, and then you can dig in and see the measures they were voting on if you want to dig a little deeper. But if people go to gunowners.org under our resources, I believe it is, they'll see a, or maybe it's under Congress, I'm not sure, but in any case, it's in a drop-down window, and they can just click on that Congress bar to get this stuff to come right up, and it's kind of surprising when you see differences like one I was just describing. Yeah, there's a Congress tab. You just hit that, and it'll have the ratings for the Senate or for the House. But there's a pretty big disparity, and the, I don't know why the NRA would give a guy like Representative Walz their endorsement, because if we gave him a D, I guarantee you he earned it. He voted that way.
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think people have to understand that the other side has infiltrated most of our conservative organizations, most of our Christian organizations, and most of the liberal organizations out there, and then they play one side against the other, always to the detriment of freedom and the preservation of our constitutional republic. Give us a call if you'd like to when we get back here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Porter from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. and money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Larry Pratt. If you have a question for Larry, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is if you have a question about what's going on. Larry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, get your material, and how they can support you, too, because I will tell our listeners there are few organizations which I give unqualified endorsement to, and this is one of them. Go right ahead.
Well, I sure appreciate that endorsement, I'll tell you that. The easiest way, I think, for most people now to get a hold of us is on the Internet. Go to gunowners.org, and that's where we have those alerts that we've been sending out. You can see the kind of legislative battles we've been involved in. You can sign up for free to get those alerts, and then that's the way to get an easy email off to your members of Congress, to whichever one it's appropriate. And then there's just a ton of information there, but gunowners.org is the place to go.
All right, that's gunowners.org. You want to put out a telephone number for people who don't have
They are certainly welcome to give us a call. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-886-GUNS or 888-886 and then G-U-N-S.
Okay, fine. That's an easy one to remember. So it's 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-GUNS. Let's go to Mark calling us from Ohio. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we've got Mark calling from Idaho. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks, you gentlemen, for your conversation today. My question is, you got a crazy state like California, and you go through there with a concealed pistols license from Idaho or Washington. Is the Constitution that covers, obviously, shall not be infringed, but those people there, if they stopped you and you didn't have a permit for California, is that just a misdemeanor, or what type of activity would happen, you think?
Each state is different, if you were carrying it concealed without a permit that they would recognize, it, I think it may be a felony. Mm-hmm. They're really interested in you not being able to protect yourself. If too many folks like you are running around with guns, it might frighten the criminals, you know?
Exactly. And they do have that thing on the concealed pistol law list that California doesn't recognize any pistol license is what it says, and I wonder if that's been updated or...
That's probably still correct, and that's one reason why we have been pushing legislation which lost a fairly close vote earlier this year that would have said, look, if somebody has a permit in Virginia and he wants to go to California, he can carry in California. Now, just as if he were to drive with his Virginia driver's license in California, he'd have to obey whatever the speed limits are, whatever the right turn on red, and all the different speed laws and driving laws. Same thing with concealed carry. It may be you're not allowed to protect yourself in a church in California. So to comply with the law, you'd have to go in defenseless. Whatever the law might be, then, you know, that would be the way the federal bill was shooting to set it up. And it wouldn't have set national standards. It would have just simply said, hey, recognize these out-of-state permits the way you do out-of-state driver's licenses.
Unfortunately, Mark, you can't fight it, so help us try to change the laws here in California. Bring back some sanity. You know, if in Virginia, why, of course, people could have had even one person there at Virginia Tech had been able to carry a weapon, he could have stopped the slaughter. This is the thing. And I think what we need to do is start attacking the people who want the gun control laws on the schools. And you say, well, of course, that's because they want those kids killed, because they have absolutely no defense. Why do you want those children killed? You've got to put them onto the defensive. And we have right on our side. They have insanity on their side. And we need to know and learn how to argue our case. Hey, anything else, Mark, before we let you go?
No, you know, I just tell everybody about gun owners because it's a non-compromised.
Amen
well,
to
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, okay, fine. And I want you also, Mark, to be sure to tell them about Radio Liberty, the news behind the news, as I like to tell people. You'll listen to us and you'll get the information. They pay Rush Limbaugh millions of dollars not to tell you. And I always get a smile. But, of course, people in the back of their mind are saying, you know, that just might be true. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye. Let's go to David. David calling from Ohio, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, David. You have a question for our guest?
Yes. I heard on the radio today that the Veterans Administration was going to offer returning vets assistance in any stress-related or adjustment problems. I was wondering if you thought if this was a an actual effort to help, or is it just a carrot that once they go there and they give them any kind of a drug at all, they'll say, sorry, you're no longer allowed to bear arms because you're under a doggone psychological program here.
I think very good question.
The intention really doesn't have any make any difference. I would advise any veteran wanting to talk to any doctor about anything that would be labeled psychiatric, stay away from the VA.
Even more than that, if Obama gets his way, why your doctor's records, everything you've ever told your doctor is going to be up on the Internet. Simply, you can't be honest with your doctor anymore, unfortunately, because they're going to use it against you.
The only exception right now would be a cash-on-the-barrel doctor who doesn't participate in Medicare, doesn't collect your insurance for you. You just go in and, you know, pay him his $100 or $150 for the visit. At the moment, those records aren't going anywhere. But as Stan is saying, if we lose this battle on socialized medicine, they're going right over to the nearest government computer.
And remember, Barack Obama said, I want to protect your privacy. That's why we want to put your records on the Internet. And I scratch my head and say, that's like giving Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize for the fine way he's pulled our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and brought peace to those countries.
Medical privacy is protected, as you know, Stan.
Right.
Only unauthorized people cannot get in. But, of course, who's authorized? Well, just about anybody that works in the government. That's
right.
And especially any law enforcement at any level.
Right. David, anything else you want to ask?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
We're in real trouble, though, and it's unfortunate when you can't be honest with your doctor, because the government's going to have those records, but they're collecting dossiers, and if you don't believe it, the book is Fixing Intelligence by Lieutenant General William Odom, former head of the NSA, who, in his book, he can't tell us what the NSA is doing, but he can ask questions like, should the Defense Department be collecting dossiers on American citizens? Should the Defense Department be collecting dossiers on American citizens? I don't think so. He didn't say they were doing it. He just asked the question. I think he's a real patriot, like most of our military people are.
Yes.
But, of course, they're trapped and not allowed to speak out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Well, Larry, certainly, you know, I feel very sorry for the people who've gone overseas thinking they were fighting for America, maybe got post-traumatic stress, and went to the, you know, either a military psychiatrist or VA psychiatrist, and they can never hold a weapon again. In fact, you know, even if anybody in the family has been, you know, been under psychiatric care, why, that would exclude the entire family from having a weapon. And they're not worried about, you know, this. They're worried about disarming the American people, which they're doing piecemeal, just a little at a time, always in the name of protecting our society.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do?
Well, I think we do have a chance to at least partially turn away from where we've been going. There's just so much discontent, and what it's doing is mobilizing people that were anesthetized and couldn't care less about voting in 08. John McCain struck me as having a very successful strategy for making sure that the Republican base would stay home, and he was quite successful, I think, and as a result, we've elected a Marxist thug because of how adroitly John McCain handled his defeat strategy. But if we were to see candidates arise like Alan Quist, saying, you know, I've had it, and I think this is the year, I'm going to take the plunge, that could really bring some change that we might just like to smile about. And I can't say enough about how important it is to be digging in now and finding out what the incumbents are really like, and if it's not good enough, who's running against them. And if nobody's running against them, see if there's some way to encourage an Alan Quist to go and run.
Amen to that. We need good men of integrity running for political office. That's the only way we're going to change things. We've just got to have so many of them there, we're going to simply overrun the opposition. And I think that there's a good opportunity this time. You know, I've been at this for 47 years now, Larry. I look back, over half of my life I've been involved in this battle. And
yeah.
I've never been as encouraged as I am now, because I see the massive crowds there, you know, turning out, say, in that march in Washington, D.C. Were you there in that September 12th march?
I was speaking at another one in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but It was very dramatic. Anything that can fill the mall is huge. Huge.
Do we have any idea how many people were there? I mean, you know, they've said the media tries to play down the number of people there, maybe 10,000, 20,000. I talked to people who were there. They told me a million at least.
Oh, at least. And then some of our friends have said, well, they think it was probably a million, too, but I heard the police and fire department say that they thought it was about 1.8 million, that the British press, a couple of their papers, had estimates of 1.8 to 2 million. So I guess what it is, it was so large, it was clearly larger than the president's inauguration. It was probably the biggest thing that's ever come to the mall, and it reflects my experience isn't quite as long as yours, although it's pretty long. And I too, have not seen a fervor produced by a discontent, perhaps, but a focused discontent. It's not something that people are just getting kind of upset and doing nothing about it. There's a real intentionality, and I've just not seen this. When Clinton was getting ready to ban guns and impose the Brady Law on us, that had people excited, all right, but it certainly did not have as broad a sweep as the present pushback from all over the grassroots. And I think people that have, and it started happening even before the election, when it was kind of obvious that McClusor was on a successful course for his strategy, and people were beginning to think, oh boy, Obama's likely to win. I was getting calls from legislators, from retired ladies, didn't own guns, saying, hey, is this a good gun store? Hey, what kind of gun should I have? You could just see it coming. That's when guns and ammo started flying off the shelves before the election. And we've never seen anything as sustained just in the narrow area of gun and ammo sales as we have right now in this present run. It's got ammunition manufacturers working 24/7. They are starting to just about keep up with demand. You don't have to wait too long now to get things. But it's there's never been anything last this long that I'm aware of.
Well, I think it's exciting, and I think that what we need to do, of course, is to try to sustain it. I think that with the alternative radio, I think with the short wave, I think with the Internet, more and more people from all across America are getting involved. Sometimes they're looking for leadership. Unfortunately, a lot of our conservative leadership, you know, has been compromised, and a lot of our Christian leaders have been compromised, especially many of those people are on television. Are you going right along with the establishment? Because after all, if you don't, they'll make your life miserable. Well, we need the people who've got more fear of God than they have of government. Well, let's go to Jerry calling from Indiana. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Pretty good, Stan. Thank you for being there like a rock over the years. I've listened to you for years. You've been somebody that I've looked up to with dignity and integrity. And the same way with Larry Pratt, I've been a member for over 20 years.
Thank you.
Larry, my question is, this new Supreme Court nominee, this Sotomayor,
mm-hmm.
I guess there's a case going to the Supreme Court from the city of Chicago, Illinois.
Correct.
Yes, Larry. What kind of damage is this, you know, this new Supreme Court nominee going to do in this case? I know you probably have to hypothetically give your response, but I respect your response.
Well, our understanding is that she, certainly on this issue of the Second Amendment, replaces an anti-constitutional view with her own anti-constitutional view. We probably have a 5-4 majority for the Chicago case, but you have to understand that the way, particularly the attorney carrying the case, is handling it. He's a very bright guy, but he's got a penchant for focusing on very narrow range of issues, and so the only thing that is likely to be touched is the ban itself in Chicago, and the court, to do that, will have to in some way argue that, yeah, the Second Amendment actually binds state action as well as the federal government. I think that's been true since the passage of the 14th Amendment, that the whole Bill of Rights were intended to be imposed on the states to protect the newly freed slaves who were under the Jim Crow laws following the war between the states. So if that's the outcome, it's only going to affect the ban, not the licensing scheme. And right now, that's still a problem in Washington, D.C. So we've got a long road to go here.
But Jerry, we're getting the word out. You just get other people there listening, get them informed. But introduce them to the spiritual battle. That's what's important, because if we don't address this from a spiritual point of view, why, we can get all the laws passed, but if there's not a change on the hearts of the American people, God will never again bless
Absolutely.
This nation. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless you.
Thanks, Dan.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-net.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is Neil Harry. I was just talking about they got a gun ban, and the federal parks actually overturned recently, so that the state laws will govern carrying guns in the federal parks in a specific state. We got a lot of things going for us. We got good people, some good people in Washington, D.C., and we need to support them with all of our heart, and the rest of them, we got to put the fear of God into them. Well, Sydney, this is the time I need to remind all of you out there, this is the last week you can get your reservations in for the all-day seminar. It'll be on the 25th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. If you're coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You've got to have your reservation in. We're getting a good turnout, great speakers. Going to be a great time. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to helping us reprint Brotherhood of Darkness. We need to keep it in print. That's my book. But it's an excellent weapon for you to have. Ordinarily, the book's $12.95. You get a case of them. It's a little less than about $2.50 a book. We put you down. We won't take your money until such time as we've got 50 people, and we're getting people signing up to take a case of books. You can sell them at $12.95. You can give them away. You can use them as Christmas presents and birthday presents. But the important thing is to bring people the truth. And you have an obligation, I believe, to be on the front lines of this battle along with us. So again, if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95 plus shipping, and of course you'll get 60 copies of my book. And believe me, I think this is the 10th printing. I know Tom Horn, who's going to be one of our speakers, done a printing. I just told him to go to do a printing on his own, and he's gotten it out to a lot of ministries I could never reach. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need our 4-tape set on the swine flu epidemic, our 4-tape set on vaccine update 2009, our 4-tape, 4-CD set on financial update 2009, my talk on the financial Armageddon. So much information, but if you listen to my talk on the financial tsunami a few years ago, why, we would have told you what was going to happen. And you would not have gotten trapped. And many people have lost their life savings in the plunge of the stock market. And believe me, we're in the eye of the hurricane. And when the rest of the hurricane comes, why, hang on to your hat and your wallet. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. It's radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you suddenly are having some trouble remembering things, we suggest you go to our website and just scroll down to the point where it says Brain Health or suddenly Brain Lipid Health, a new product that Dr. Blaylock has endorsed. Actually, he's pretty put it together. If you'd like to have a locked weapon in your home, in other words, a weapon that you can get to in a locked box for carrying the V-line boxes, and just scroll down there on the page, you'll see the ads, and we hope you'll get them. If you're a wife, get one for your husband for Christmas. They're well done, and it's a good product. I've got a couple of them in my home. And I said, no child can get in them. Nobody else can get them. But it'll take you about a minute to open them. And they're simple to open, but you've got to know the key. And if you don't, why, nothing's going to happen. And it's simply a punch system. Very, very simple. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our internet programs 9 hours a day, or you can certainly listen to the archive programs, the blog programs, the MP3 programs, the live programs.